For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says he's waiting for Democrats to come back to negotiate a deal to end the week-long partial government shutdown. National Federation of Federal Employees President Randy Irwin says many federal employees live paycheck to paycheck. They need to get back to work.
They're worried. They don't know how long this shutdown is going to go. I mean, the president's saying it's going to be a long shutdown. This is economic catastrophe for families. You know, a lot of them that make as little as $26,000 a year, and it's just a serious situation for them.
President Trump has tweeted, either we build the wall or we close the border. DeMargo, the Republican mayor of El Paso, Texas, on how a shutdown of the southern border would impact his community.
From a commerce standpoint, we're the 10th largest port in the nation. We got $82 billion going back and forth in imports and exports. It would be a killer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
When a black man staying in a DoubleTree Hotel in Portland, Oregon, called his mother from the lobby, he was told by a white security guard that he was trespassing and was escorted out of the building by police. Massey was visiting Portland from Seattle for a concert and was a guest at the hotel. He says he made that clear to police.
They gave me two options. When the police arrived, I asked them what were my opportunities here, and they told me I could either stay and ignore their requests and be arrested, or I could comply and go pack up my room and leave the hotel.
The general manager of the Portland DoubleTree says after an internal review, the hotel has fired the security guard and a hotel manager who was also involved in the encounter. It's the Alabama Crimson Tide against the Oklahoma Sooners in the Orange Bowl. Here's Sooners head coach Lincoln Riley.
I'm excited for the game to get here. You know, you kind of hit this point in any of these bowls. I'd probably, especially a playoff, you're just kind of ready for it to be here. So we prepared well, confident in the way our team's approached this entire month. We've had a great week here so far.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Environmental and health researchers at Syracuse University and Harvard University are worried lighter regulations on mercury emissions could be endangering lives. More on that from USA's Wendy King.
The Trump administration on Friday targeted an Obama-era regulation that was credited with helping to reduce toxic mercury pollution from coal-fired power plants. Former Obama administration EPA official Janet McCabe.
Since this rule was implemented, mercury emissions have gone down by about 80% from that industry as a whole, and that's a pretty remarkable reduction.
Gilda Radner was an original member of NBC's Saturday Night Live, and her comedy inspired many who came after her. Love, Gilda is a documentary directed by Lisa Diapolito. Here she explains that Radner was perhaps more comfortable performing than she was in her personal life.
I think in her professional life, she was 100% confident, and she could play with the toughest of comedians and always hold her own. I think it was in her personal life that she really struggled, and the struggles that she has had were many of the struggles that we have. You know, Gilda never felt beautiful. She was very insecure in her relationships with men. But I think as a performer, she was just really, really solid.
The show will be airing on CNN starting New Year's Day and again on the 5th. Aquaman is the current king at the box office with the 6th biggest Christmas day for ticket sales. Vice hopes to top this week's box office. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.